This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece, this is that time when we get to look at all the rest of the stories in the NFL and figure out what exactly is going on with all the other teams and why they aren't as good as the Cowboys. Let's go around the entire NFL and trip into some gridiron gravy.
I do kind of think this segment should just morph into like why other teams are not as good as the Cowboys. I could probably get to that. All right, we start with the...
What around the NFC East is for.
Oh, man. Good night. Let me tell you. I got a couple of things for you today. So Antonio Brown, the other day, he retired. He's done. Maybe. So on Twitter today, he said, I'm still the best. Why stop now?
Okay.
So...
Because you were done.
He is the best receiver.
I will go to what Reggie said in the pre-show. You might not be done with the NFL, but the NFL is going to be done with you. Although, apparently not Tom Brady, because word is that Robert Kraft decided to cut Antonio Brown and Tom Brady disagreed.
He's like, dude, look at this weapon. And Robert Kraft's like, but if we keep him on the team, people are going to start bringing up my situation. And yeah. I don't want them to bring my situation
That's
exactly why I got cut.
Man, that just made my head explode. I didn't even think about that.
Your head's still there.
Sorry, I don't know what I thought that was going
to
happen.
I really think that it started to bring and reflect back on things that Robert Kraft went through. Even though the stories
are
different.
That's a great point.
And he was like, I can't have this around. I don't want these people asking questions because what's going to happen? In the articles that Sports Illustrated is going to write or that ESPN is going to write, they're going to paint pictures of the two of them in a dual bad light. And
why do the Patriots dislike women?
Right. Or why, you know, they're going to put those things together. And he was like, I tried, but this story won't go away.
So as long as we're talking about women, let's go to Secret Deodorant, who decided to troll the Tampa Bay Bucks. Now, their kicker, Matt Gay, missed a field goal that was 34 yards that would have won the game for them against the Giants. Instead, he missed, and the Giants lost 32-31 when Matt Gay missed that field goal.
Uh-huh.
So because of that, they posted a full-page ad in the Tampa Bay Times. It was a half page. Hey, Bucks fans, do you sweat 34-yarders? Carly Lloyd doesn't. Secret believes strength is more than blah, 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 blah. And then essentially it shows her kicking field goal with the idea being maybe the Tampa Bay Bucks need to pick up Carly Lloyd as their field goal kicker.
So they're suggesting that all of Carly Lloyd's kicks would be straight through the uprights.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
Thoughts, Colby?
I mean, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Any other thoughts?
Yeah, the other thought is that you're trying to get Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans to buy your deodorant.
Also,
by pointing out that they lost a football game.
In a newspaper?
Hold on. So you're suggesting
that people in Tampa Bay can't read.
Viral,
that's correct.
Viral videos on Twitter or having Gay say something on a video is the better way to sell something.
Yes. That is what I'm suggesting. Guys, let's go to the Chargers, where their head coach Anthony Lynn isn't just suggesting. He's flat out telling you. Now that Melvin Gordon's holdout is over, no doubt, he is our starter. He was our starter for a reason. Except for this week, there's a good chance that he's like not really going to play a ton this weekend.
Aww.
But after that, then he'll be the starter.
Unless,
he decides to hold out again. I don't really know.
The next week then?
The next week, he'll really be ready to go.
So basically what Anthony Lynn's trying to do right now is set up for the, hey, if you come in, you're going to start. Please, like, we'd love to have you. Please do show up.
I mean, he's still on the cheap contract.
That's
Why
true.
Not?
Because he didn't get anything. Guys, somebody else who's coming back is Bruce Irvin. So Bruce Irvin has, well, he's been dealing with hamstring injuries and whatnot, and so he was still kind of limited in practice today. But the Panthers have said, more specifically, Ron Rivera said, he will definitely play this weekend against Houston. So add a little bit more oomph to that pass rush for the Carolina Panthers, who they need a little help. I know they got Josh Allen rolling, but they could still use him.
They also got Kyle Allen, who is a superhuman football player, Kevin.
Not Josh Allen, Kyle Allen. Thank you. Guys.
Anything for Kevin.
Well, you know what? Just for that, I'll give you the best story of the day. Now, I teased that it was the most awesome prop bet in the history of sports. And I stand by that. How interested are you in the Patriots-Bills game?
No.
I do have a lot of interest in this game because the... I always claim that the Bills do weird things to Tom Brady defensively. He has tough games against them. Plus, I have two fantasy leagues where I have the Bills as my defense, and they're one of the top defenses in the league right now, so I need them to do well. And I need I would like, Kevin, we are the Cowboys are the second best team in point differential right now. I would like that to change a little bit by Tom Brady not being able to score any points this week.
Well, I could tell you that the Patriots are favored by 7 and blah, 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 but that's not what I'm here to talk about. What I'm here to talk about is the only bet that really matters per Odd Shark. This is an actual bet that I swear you can bet on. Will Adido get thrown onto the field during the Patriots-Bills game?
I'm going to go with the over.
The favorite right now is yes at minus 140. So they say it is more likely that a marital aid will be thrown on the field than not thrown on the field.
Are you kidding me?
I am not.
I'm feeling the vibes on this one. I'm going to go yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You got the pulse of the nation here?
Oh, geez.
Maybe like a rabbit.
What kind of spin are you
going to
put on this?
I'm not going to put any spin on this.
I think I could put my finger on why this makes you uncomfortable.
Oh my holy jeez!
Who? That's a saying.
Who goes into the stadium and they're like, "Man, I snuck a Dito into this place."
Mark that.
Because it's a Buffalo Bills fan. They go through tables beforehand. You realize this is just things that they do.
This is Bill's Mafia stuff, man.
That's right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Plus, are the security looking for that? Are they like, you can't bring this in, sir. You could beat somebody to death with that.
That can be classified as a weapon.
Although, wouldn't you argue it'd be easier for a woman to sneak that in?
Uh-huh. Because of the purses, right?
Yep. Front purse.
They check every purse.
I bet they don't. All right, we're going to move on before Reggie just comes in here and just shuts this whole operation down. But just for the record, that is a real thing that is actually happening in the world. Now let's go to the NFL. Word is that the NFL is going to stop asking for an 18-game season. They will instead ask for a 17-game season. So, and I would be willing to bet that they would still factor in the additional bye week. And I think we determined a couple months ago, every additional week would be worth approximately $10 million per year per team. So you'd still be in position by adding the extra bye week and week 17 game or 17th game to add two more weeks to the season and add another $20 million to every single owner's pocket.
Wow. That could be very useful.
Sure.
For the players, right? Like that money should be, you know, trickled back down to the players in some way.
I would argue that as well.
I still think they need to, if I'm the players, I'm like, look, we need more roster. We need, you know, you got to have more ability to give more players jobs.
Can I ask you a question about that then? So it goes to the Players Association. Everybody votes. All right. So I will up your salary commensurate, like, you know, 6.whatever% since that's how many more games you're playing. Or I will expand the active and otherwise roster by 4 people.
See, that's the thing. I think both should happen.
But if but,
I just don't understand how like you're going to put more on our bodies, but you're not going to give more jobs to these guys.
I'm just throwing that out there because I also, think that's what I can win.
Also, if you're a player, maybe you don't. If you're most players, don't care if a guy has an opportunity because that's an opportunity to lose my job to him. So maybe they don't care.
And you get 6% more money.
Yeah. So and they're not looking out for each other. They're looking out for their own money, not each other. So
sure.
I used to think that people were, but I learned that they're not.
Wouldn't they just automatically get 6% more money just because you're adding on a game check?
I mean, you have to renegotiate the way that gets structured because everything is structured right now for a 16-game season.
Right.
So theoretically, yes, but the way it's written in the contract, I'm pretty sure it's written for exactly that number of games. So you'd have to reopen that. And I just think the NFL wins the vast majority of those negotiations. Not that it's fair or anything, just that they do.
Right.
All right, we got some quarterback stories for you. Drew Brees, obviously not going to play this Sunday, 7:20 kickoff, 4:30 pregame right here on 105.3 The Fan versus the Cowboys. But the timetable they gave him was 6 to 8 weeks. He says he thinks he can come back quicker than 6 to 8 weeks, which could lend some credence to your theory, Colby, about the Saints going on a torrid run heading into the playoffs. So how many weeks? I don't know. But he says, no. I think I'm going to be ahead of that.
I think I heard from, it was either G-Bag or Sean and RJ today, that he's going to be doing a lot of different and newer science treatments for his specific injury to try and
speed it up.
Yeah.
I like science.
Sure. Thumb wrestling, whatever it takes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, Lamar Jackson, some people think that he is a running quarterback, and there were times last year, obviously, I would ascribe to that. Actually, there were a lot of times. He's running the ball 9 times per game, had almost 700 yards, but this is what he had to say. This is an awesome quote. Quote, I hate running. I wish that was the end of the quote. I hate running, only if I have to, but my job is to get the ball to the receivers, the tight ends, the running backs. If I have to run, I'll do it, but I'd rather just sit back and pass it. I like throwing touchdowns instead of running them.
Is that the best chance to win though? I understand that, but you are a weapon in other capacities too. That in a way that not all quarterbacks are.
Sure.
I love the way that Dak does it. Sometimes there are some times when I'm like, dude, just get out of bounds. Or I'm like, lay down. Don't get out there and get hit, please. But he's also big, strong quarterback, you know. But you are a weapon that has those opportunities, so I don't want you to not think that you can do those things.
I wonder how much of that is tied with better ball security, because as good as he was running the ball, he was a turnover machine last year with the fumbles and stuff. So I wonder if he says, I'm more apt to turn the ball over running than I am passing.
And I wonder if he doesn't want a stigma. You know, he wants to be paid like a quarterback. He wants to be a quarterback. He does not want to be looked at as a running quarterback. He wants to be a passer.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's something that goes along with it too. And he feels like he won't be looked that way if he's out there running all over the field.
I wonder how hard that stigma is to disappear. And I'm not trying to agitate people, but I just feel like that stigma gets stuck with you a lot of times if you're not white. You know, like how many times do people still associate Cam Newton as a running quarterback? We heard it with the quarterback last year at Ohio State, which was Haskins. Yeah, going into the draft. Oh, he's a running quarterback. Oh, why?
He's not.
Yeah. And
a lot of people threw Deshaun Watson in that category.
Yeah, Watson is built like a tank. Like he can run, but I wouldn't call him a running quarterback. So I'm kind of curious.
Nobody calls Aaron Rodgers a running quarterback.
Sure, but the example I always thought of was Andrew Luck. Like, Andrew Luck would get out of the pocket and run, but nobody ever called him a running quarterback. Why not?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a place where you can get as a quarterback, no matter who you think of as a running quarterback, that they get to the point to where they're just good at everything, and so they're just a good quarterback, whether you're talking about Randall Cunningham or anybody else. You look at their game, you're like, man, he's super fast, and man, he's got a cannon for an arm. And you get into a different spot of not just being a running quarterback, but you're just awesome.
Did you?
First few weeks, he's surging into that spot.
Did you think of Donovan McNabb as a running quarterback? I never did.
I did coming out of Syracuse, but not as he evolved.
Because
through
of
the
Andy Reid offense. Yeah. I always thought of Donovan McNabb as a guy that could kill you in the air, and if all else failed, he could pick up the first down. You know, and that's what I want for my quarterback. And that's what I'm hoping I get out of Dak for his career.
This might be a good example of that. You think of Pat Mahomes as a running quarterback?
No.
There you go. By the way, Pat Mahomes took 20 games, 20 regular season games for him to get up to a 99 on Madden. He's the fastest player in the history of Madden to get up to 99. He joins the 99 club alongside DeAndre Hopkins, Khalil Mack, Bobby Wagner, and Aaron Donald. Mm. So, yeah, that's it. There's five of them. And, I mean, I don't know. It seems pretty logical that Pat Mahomes would be there right now. Guys, let's go back to Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey is not going to play this weekend because of the birth of his child. Well, somebody from the Florida Times Union tweeted out, how much more of a fiasco can this Jaguars versus Ramsey become? I'm all for anybody getting time off for the birth of their child, but is Jalen's girlfriend actually in labor, or is this just a convenient excuse for Ramsey to be out of the team's crosshairs for a week or more? And that's a bold tweet that I think a lot of people were wondering about. Well, Tony Khan, the son of the Jaguars owner and the guy who's fronting All Elite Wrestling, which gets started on TNT on Wednesday.
Khan!
There you go. He said, quote, "This is an appalling tweet, Gene. This is way out of line. You have no business questioning someone's family."
Whoa.
That is a strong response.
Yeah. Wow.
So
I like that a lot. Is
appalling.
So he's not going to be there on Sunday at all then? Or
I don't believe so.
Man, I'd just show up.
I mean, but what if, like, that's when the baby's
born? I love game day. Dude, again.
I don't know how far along she is or anything.
I think
like that.
She's, like, 6 months out.
Okay, well,
he's just like,
Tony Khan's coming for you next, buddy.
Kevin, if there's one thing I learned from you, it's there's always a great excuse. The baby.
Yes. Oh, my God. So true. Have a kid and it'll get you out of anything. Now, we've talked for the last couple days about the Kyle Long saga where his ding-dong got shown on social media because of Tariq Cohen.
Why do we keep talking about
that? Well, because there's an update. Kyle Long had this to say about it. Did you think it was embarrassing? He said, embarrassing? Question mark. More like embarrassing.
What?
He said, bear ass.
You.
And he hyphenated it all out. Boop, there's Kyle Long's penis. Yeah, that's what happened on Instagram. So there's your Kyle Long dong update. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
I don't think I needed that.
Oh, well, it's already happened. Uh-huh. Coming up next, was that some Bush League crap that Minor Trevino and Guzman pulled today? Or do fans approve? Do whatever it takes to get that milestone. Talk about it next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the personal injury team at Franklin & Frankel. If you've been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call 214-333-3333 or go online to frankelfirm.com, Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, Colby Sapp, and Reggie in studio. Don't forget, this Sunday, we're partying our tails off at Hero.
Censoring that.
You're welcome.
Huh?
We're going to be at Hero, and we're going to have a huge party again. That place was packed last time. I want to see the Tolos pack it up again, and let's have a good fun win over that New Orleans footballing team. It's going to be so much fun, and I can't wait to see you there.
Cowboy Saints game.
The footballing team, Kevin.
Okay.
Guys.
Just in case. I don't want to
New Orleans Football Club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
The Louisiana inner city football team.
Yep.
Does that work?
Oh, I guess.
I mean, it's the inner city of their Louisiana state, so.
What?
Guys, something huge happened today, and it's a goal that Mike Miners wanted his entire life, And Kevin's trying to take it away from him.
I'm not trying to take it away from him. 877-881-1053
if you think Kevin's trying to tell you how to fan and trying to tell the Rangers how to play baseball.
I am not.
Kevin, you just wait just a second, all right? I'll get to you.
We're busy trying to tell the world what you think.
Yeah. Okay.
You leave your thinking out of this.
Okay.
I
don't see what my thinking has to do with my thinking.
The Rangers have 3 games left at the Globe Life Park. They will be going on this weekend. But the one thing that happened today was Mike Minor got 200 strikeouts in one single season. And that's spectacular. Problem is, everybody in Boston is furious right now, especially the writers, all the writers in Boston who are like, We write about stuff and stuff. That's all they do is just write and bitch. That's all they do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're furious right now with Mike Minor because Mike Minor had a moment when Chris Owings popped up a 1-2 pitch in foul territory. Jose Trevino ran over there. So did Ronald Guzman. And Guzman was about to catch the ball.
Yep.
Out of nowhere, you can see Trevino and Mike Minor saying, hey, don't do that. And he lets the ball fall. There were some boos, and then Minor struck out Owings on the next pitch for his 9th strikeout of the game and 200th of the season. Now, I don't know if we don't have Mike Minor audio, but Minor said after the game, we were yelling, telling Guzman to drop it because there's going to be 2 strikes. Oh, we do have the Mike Minor audio? Let's hit it.
It was in the air, and then me and Trevino looked at each other, and it was kind of like a shock face of, like, he looked at me, I looked at him, and then we looked at Guzzi and started yelling, drop it, drop it, drop it. Because we saw where it was going to land. It was going to land right by the line, but it was going to be foul. And I knew that was going to be the 2nd strike, and we were going to be ahead pretty, you know, in the count, 1-2. And then I knew we had a couple pitches there to put him away, get that 200.
So for Minor, it was a big deal.
Was there a follow-up question to that?
I don't know, Kevin.
I really hope somebody asked him a follow-up question.
What would be your follow-up question?
What do you think about the negative backlash from people saying that you're cheating the game by doing that?
I don't think that...
It's a fair question.
Cheating the game.
You're not playing the game right. Like, you're doing things intentionally.
All right, so what about whenever you drop a fly ball that's a shallow outfield fly ball just so you can get the lead runner out at 2nd?
That's for a strategic advantage in the game. There was no strategic advantage by that.
Getting 200 strikeouts so I can put that on my resume for my next contract. Yes, it's a strategic advantage. I got the 200 strikeouts.
Uh-huh. That makes no
sense. Also, this is really weird from a guy who loves round numbers.
I do.
You're always like, no, this is very important to get things to be
I didn't say symmetrical. I didn't say I was against it. I just said that's what the people would ask.
Well, Chris Woodward, after the game, and he didn't seem too happy during the game when this happened either, but after the game, he was asked about what happened on the field. And we don't have that at the moment. We'll get to that in just a moment. The computer's broken. You know, the Gators.
Oh, no.
Gators are always doing that thing.
Is that who's eating all the
so
audio?
So, that was a Miner's 126th pitch of the afternoon. And Chris Woodward was kind of concerned about his pitching situation because
his last start of the year.
He was thinking about taking him out of the game a little earlier in the game, too. And he was like, look, it's taken you a while to get the next strikeout, and you're at 117 pitches. I don't know if I could leave you in. That was in the 7th inning where he started thinking about that. So coming out in the 8th inning was already a big deal. Then coming out in the 9th inning was even a bigger deal. Now, in the 8th inning, Mike Minor threw 3 pitches, and the Red Sox swung at all 3 pitches because they were trying to win the game. They weren't trying to cheat the game, Kevin, by just getting out of here. They were trying to win the game by hitting the ball out of the park 3 times. That's exactly what they must have been trying to accomplish.
Well, they were trying to stop him from getting his – they knew what was going on. They knew the reason why he was out there. What really irritates the crap out of me is the Boston writers and stuff are just saying that it burns them up and this is Bush League and everything else. You got an extra chance to change the score on the game. You got an extra chance to do something. Because the Rangers were trying to accomplish a statistical feat, you got an extra chance and you blew it. It's he could have caught the ball. And you know what happened? Next guy. Because he ended up getting another strikeout during the game. But yeah, okay.
And I have now been informed by multiple Tolos.
This is kind of cool. I'm looking at it right
now,
Kevin.
Very helpful. Mike Miner said, ask me if I care on Twitter.
Here's
good. I just wanted the question to be asked.
Pete Abraham, who told KT that he asked KT if he had a if he had somebody's suit that he needed to go pick up. And KT was like, in your face, I don't even own a suit. But Pete Abraham, who's a contributor up at the Boston Globe, said Mike Miner's 200th strikeout should have a big asterisk next to it. That was Bush chasing a milestone that way is unprofessional. And Mike Miner replied to him and said, ask me if I care, Pete. And then Yahoo Sports at MLB said, there's number 201 for Mike Miner. Fire, fire, fire. So they just struck out Pete Abraham, too. So there's some support. I don't know, dude. I think it's really overthinking it with this situation. It's two teams that you're – what are you trying to win? Nothing?
Yeah, like you're both trying out of the playoffs.
You're both out of the playoffs. It's fun baseball. The fans, the Rangers fans at least, kind of like seeing Mike – if they knew, like seeing Miner get to the 200 strikeouts, that's kind of cool. I mean, he's our ace pitcher this year, so it's kind of fun. But there are a lot of people that are all sorts upset about this, and most of them are in Boston.
Some of them are listening to the station right now, too. From the 817, you get the positive. Let the man get his milestone. Who gives an F? And then from the 817, Miner's 200 strikeouts are the equivalent of Lance Stevenson's bogus triple-double. Rangers fan for life. Or from the 832, just like shooting at your hoop and rebounding to get a triple-double in basketball. And, like, plus, we didn't even get into the fact that it wasn't really a strike, but I appreciate the fact that the umpire's like, I'm done. Like, I'm out of this game. That ball was, like, a foot out of the strike zone.
It almost hit that dude in the chin.
Yeah, but, I mean, I appreciate the fact that he's like, this is about to become a thing if I don't just let him have the strikeout.
I like this. This is from at Nolan writing. What matters here is that Mike Miner, who missed two full years due to injury and was no longer considered a starting pitcher, just finished a season with an ERA of 3.59, threw over 200 innings, and recorded 200 strikeouts for the first time in his career. It's a pretty cool season for a guy that just went through that a couple years ago. Huh? And so that's something that's more important, what he accomplished this year. He reached the 200 innings pitch mark for the second time in his career. He had 204.2 with Atlanta in 2013, but he spent a couple of years injured and had to travel his way back to being what he is. Now, after the game, Chris Woodward was asked about it, and he said, I didn't love the idea that we dropped the pop-up at the end. But on the other side of that, they swung it three pitches in a row in the eighth inning down by two. If they have any beef with that, obviously I'm pretty sure Alex Cora did, they chose not to try and win the game as well. They were trying to keep him from striking a guy out.
That's a weird jump in logic there, because it's been statistically proven that usually the first pitch is the best pitch that you get to look at. So I think it's interesting that he has determined.
I think that the Red Sox, if you watch a Red Sox and Yankees game, watch either one of those teams play, Kevin, both of those teams have 10-minute at-bats per player. And so I think the idea is that is not their typical strategy to go up and swing at first pitches and just do that. They try to work pitchers. That's how they play. That's how they play the
game.
That's
still speculation on his part. Whereas, like, I know that you let the ball drop on purpose. So, I mean, that's interesting. I'll be curious what he says, because he's like, didn't love it, but then he was really quick to come back and be like, but I'll still defend my players, which is absolutely
what you should do. He was also asked what he was thinking when Guzman let the pop-up drop in, and he said he better strike Owings out. Which he did, because the umpire was like, screw this, let's go home.
How different would that whole thing have been if on the next pitch he just like got a single or something, and then they brought the tying run to the plate?
Would you let Miner pitch again? Would you let him take the next guy? Or would you say, you know what, that's it?
I would love to see how that conversation played out. He's like, oh, why? So you can let the next person get on base so you can try to get your 200 strikeout? The bottom line is, like, I think this is something that will blow over quickly, because neither one of these teams, like, matter in the postseason run or anything like that. Uh-huh. I just thought it was interesting, especially when the manager's like, yeah, I didn't really love it.
I'm fine with it. Like, I don't see what the big problem is. You can say, oh, you're cheating the game. And, the game's been cheated plenty of times throughout the history of the sport.
Ain't that the truth?
And I mean, We got cheated out of a great moment. Remember game six?
Stop it.
Where
what are you doing? So seriously, what are you doing? We were not talking. We were talking about happy times and stupid things.
All right,
and
then you I'll tell you there. What.
I thought it was fun.
Everybody who's going to carry over, I want you to know that something we're about to talk about in the next segment is what I want to happen to Corey now because he brought up game six again. Coming up next, it's time for the ultimate backfire. What happened to somebody that I kind of hope happens to Corey now?
Yeah, that's rude.
Yeah. It's pretty close to that noise. We'll talk about it next right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by Mesquite Mitsubishi. You can get a new Mirage for $11,900 only at Mesquite Mitsubishi. So check them out online at MyMitsu.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors, Kevin Hagelin, Colby Sapp, and Reggie in studio. Just praying that the Philadelphia Eagles have not figured it out. That's all I'm asking right now.
I mean, they are playing the Packers.
Because Sunday against the New Orleans team, I want the Dallas team to be victorious and be 4-0.
It's not even an ad at this point.
Three games.
We didn't even say we're going to be a hero on this stuff.
We're going to be a hero, Kevin.
Okay.
So now you can't say it.
Well, I can too. Yeah, a fact. But right now it's time for the ultimate backfire. Hit the music. Whenever it's ready, though.
And now it's time for the ultimate backfire.
And there's plenty of sports stuff to go in with the ultimate backfire, Kevin.
Starting with the thing that I want to happen to you?
Nope.
Okay.
Starting with Joel Embiid,
who tweeted. What's he up to?
What team does he play for, Kevin?
76ers.
What city are they in?
Philly. Is he watching this game?
He tweeted right before the game the Packers motto. What's the Packers motto?
Why don't you shut up, stupid fan?
No, that's not what it is. It's like, go. What is it? Go.
No, are you trying to? Oh, man. You're trying to get me to say it. I almost did.
Wow. That is maybe the only time that I did not walk Kevin right into a trap.
I know. I'm 1 in 80 now. Like, I've been outwitted by Corey at least 80 times.
He almost got me during that thing. I was like, dude, I know what it is. And then almost said it. And then I was like, wait a second.
This is a trick.
He tweeted out.
He'd be great in horror movies, Colby. He'd be like, nope, not going in there.
Joel Embiid tweeted, go Pack, go. And the entire Philadelphia fan base is furious with him right now. Ned said, you packing your bags from Philly too, Chief? And then
what a stupid response that is. Okay, so do you not want Joel Embiid on your team?
Norman tweeted out, respectfully, Joel, go pound sand.
All right, I approve of that.
Like with his feet or try and make more sand?
Dimes tweeted out, future Nick, LFG. That's a word you can't say on air.
Oh.
Go?
From Bob Sicmano, bad move. Because if you're not from my city,
is that
and
a
you
Seinfeld
come
character
play
too?
Sports Bob in Sacamano? My city, you have to be a fan of my town. That's just how it works.
I know. No,
Jalen Brunson.
I understand that, but I don't understand people are like, why don't you pack your bags? Like, okay, you're going to lose your best player because you're mad about that? That's dumb. I would be like, I wish you would support the home team. Like, that would be my, I mean, admittedly soft tweet. But then again, we've learned on Twitter, people don't always have the most rational opinions. The guy who called out Mike Minor and Mike said, ask me if I care, Pete. He immediately responded, congratulations on number 200. Mm. What the hell is that?
The Kevin, I can't tell if it's an ultimate backfire on you don't have to do that, Reggie, on Joel Embiid.
But I want to.
Or if it is Joel Embiid winning Troll of the Week. Because is he just trolling Philly fans right now with that?
It's not hard to do, right? Because it's Philly fan. I mean, they're not the city of brotherly love. They hate things.
Whoa, we might need to drop that.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about that. They're the city of brotherly shove. I got ahead of myself there. Woo! I mean, if you're listening on the stream, I'm not wrong about that other part, right? Wow. I'm not wrong about that other part. If you're listening on the stream, congratulations. My brain worked faster than my mouth.
Kevin,
dumb man, get paid.
I'm gonna let you take the next story.
So every time that Corey talks about that thing that he talks about with the Rangers that we don't need to speak of, I take you to this story, and there was a video, and I thought, you should probably not watch this video, but then I also thought, well, it doesn't say that he died.
Okay.
So the headline.
Oh, wow.
The headline says.
I didn't even think about that.
Referee shot in the head by cannon during college football game. I couldn't not read that story. And when I saw there was a video, I couldn't not watch the video. Especially because I wanted to know, how did he not die if he got shot in the head with a cannon? Like, that just seems, unless it was Nick Cannon or Reggie Cannon.
Because they use weak.
I don't know how he doesn't die. Well, here's how he didn't die. The cannon was not loaded with, like, conventional gunpowder or anything like that.
Did you say how like, this is this a school cannon?
Yeah.
Or is this a, it's so, like a fan brought their own?
So the Maine Maritime Academy, yeah, it was their homecoming game. So
Coco.
And yes. So an alum brought his own cannon to the game because there's a tradition of firing off a cannon for every touchdown. And I guess there was some problem with, like, the regular cannon. And so instead of being loaded with blank shells, this one was loaded with black powder and, quote, a substance that he had made into a wad. Huh? Okay, that part from the Bangor Daily News is just fantastic journalism right there. That's
watch
a great quote.
Watch me shove my wad in this cannon.
Yeah, a, quote, substance that he made into a wad. And so that wad got shot out from the cannon. That's legitimate. That is legitimate. And it hit the referee in the head, and then the referee fell, but he lived. Like, he was okay. I mean, outside of the obvious psychological toll that this is going to take on him.
I've just watched the video. Ref drops. Like, boom, boom.
He gets hit in the back of the head and looks like he was shot.
Right. Now, the thing is, as you can tell, that it wasn't anything that was loaded into said cannon that might have, I mean, maybe parts of the wad hit him, but there wasn't anything that made him fly away like if he would have got hit by an actual cannonball.
Did you also notice for about 5 seconds, 10 seconds, the only person that cares is the other ref?
Right.
Like the player, like eventually some of the players are like, hold on, did that guy just get shot by the cannon? We should probably do something.
From the 806, Ultimate Backfire, ran into a hot girl I went to high school with and asked her out. Within 5 minutes, she said she had always been in love with me and wanted to get married.
Oh, man.
Psycho alert.
Oh, see, but like, are you also flattered that she wanted to marry you?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
I've had people say they want to marry me, but never actually been able to go all the way.
You're the kind of guy that I want to marry. Is what you want to hear from a chick?
Now in this situation, do you just immediately run, or do you diddle and run?
You'd get her drunk and then drop her off somewhere.
I mean,
where are you dropping her off?
Huh?
Her parents' house.
What?
That way she's safe. Look, I don't know what happened, but she's insane. I got to let her go. But here, you're her parents. You take care of her.
Oh, okay.
She's an adult now. She should be able to take care of herself. But look, I had to bring her here to you. And then leave.
Okay. Do you tell them what else happened? Or
wait, so why did you get her drunk? I feel like you could have just taken her to her parents' house.
I mean, you
from the beginning.
She's not getting out of your car. She might even hold you hostage at this point, dude. If you just take her there without getting her drunk.
Huh?
Yeah, you gotta have her in a state where she doesn't know what she's doing so that you can be like,
all right, I want to go ahead and stop this right there.
We need some disclaimers here, Kevin.
We definitely, Entercom and the KNC Masterpiece, do not advocate any of what was just
she's
said.
She's already psycho, dude. She could charge you up or something.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to take me to my parents now?
I'm all for not dealing with somebody who's a psycho, but not some of those other things.
So you're saying just run?
Yeah, just run.
Okay.
I mean, but you know,
I
like a good compliment.
Too. What?
If somebody told me they wanted to marry me, I would be like, well, that's lovely. Like, why? I would want to hear more about it.
From the A17, I just want Reggie to hit the drop when Ultimate Backfire is said.
For Ultimate Backfire? He wants to hear us play the Ultimate Backfire Sounder.
877-881-1053. If you have an Ultimate Backfire moment, feel free to text it in.
From the 214 on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, got a job on a whim recently and just got promoted. It was supposed to be just a quick pastime. Ultimate backfire.
Hold on. Is that a real job, or is he saying, like, this relationship just became more serious than he anticipated? Man, when I started...
Is that the same text, you think? It's like he's
being held hostage.
Oh, no!
That was his secret text to us.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I thought my job at the video store was going to be a pass-through summer job, and then I ended up staying there for 2 years. Like, we've all had a job, right, that you ended up there far longer than anticipated?
Oh, man, somebody said that was her slick way of getting rid of him.
Oh.
Freak him out with the marriage. There's no quicker way to scare somebody off than tell them you love them.
This is a good point, too, from the 214. Only way to have sex is you have to get married first.
That's true.
It's a good point. You don't want to be immoral and have sex before marriage. That's not okay.
The 806 texted back in. He diddled and ran.
Nice.
Wasn't going to diddle just because she kind of scared me, but she insisted.
So I thought I was being a gentleman.
By granting one of her wishes. Good job, sir.
See?
Good job.
I'm trying to take care of people in the world.
Diddle what you can diddle.
As is always the case.
From the 214, what are you going to do? Shoot me with a cannon? That ref, probably.
Yeah, and then guess what happened? Guys, ultimate backfire for somebody who we've talked about quite frequently on this show, Nick Kyrgios, the tennis player. Well, remember the last time he had kind of a breakdown? He started smashing rackets again after he said he wasn't gonna. So the ATP concluded that he committed aggravated behavior under the player major offense. I didn't know that was a thing. Congratulations, Corey. The tour fined him $25,000, banned him for 16 weeks, almost a third of the year, and then sanctions will be applied if he commits several similar acts of bad behavior in the next 6 months. He also has to agree to get a mental coach while competing at events and see a behavioral specialist. So he's been suspended for a third of the year.
This is the dude who saw a thick girl in the stands?
Yes. Right. Yes. And he goes, I wanted to marry her right then.
Oh.
And so he's also been accused of, like, tanking matches for betting purposes, smashing things, calling referees, all kinds of terrible things. So fine $25,000, suspended for a third of the season. He's going to get suspended an extra 6 months if he does anything again. Has to have a mental coach there and get behavioral management. That's a lot.
Seems like a lot of extra stuff. But yeah. I guess if you really want to do this thing, you're going to do the extra stuff, right? If they're going to find out if he really wants to or not.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Putting him through this kind of regimen. In order to make it.
And the 972 ultimate backfire. Hooked up with my ex-wife a year after the divorce. Was just told that she's pregnant.
Oh. What if it's not yours?
I mean, that's what he's surely hoping for, right?
I mean, you can't be the only one, right?
I mean, you can.
Y'all aren't together.
You can if it was the ex-wife and both had kind of, or she kind of ran... So without action, that she was okay with the husband coming back through just for a quickie.
Is that because you don't have to add to your number or you know what to expect or...
Or maybe it's just you're really busy. You're really busy and you don't have time to go find that person.
A new person.
That's right.
The 432, ultimate backfire. I sleep with the boss's wife after I got a promotion. Problem is with tents on that, Kevin, I don't know if they're planning to do it after they got a promotion or
oh,
if they.
Yeah. That does sound kind of like future tense, not slept. They're really, like, oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it sounds like current tense as if that is currently happening.
From the 682 Ultimate Backfire, I was on my way to an interview once, got a bit of road rage, and I flipped somebody off. The person I flipped off was the interviewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, I mean, don't do that. Plus, you know, Texas. You never know what they got under the seat.
I saw that on the Jack Ryan show on Amazon Prime.
It could be a cannon.
It's like, it was John Krasinski doing the talk show. Welcome back to the Jack Ryan show.
It's pretty good, actually.
Would you watch that?
Yeah.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Brian Broaddus from DallasCowboys.com. Get some football info in our brains. We'll do it next on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.